Nowadays, Duffy's Tavern in downtown Utica is known for cold beer, crispy fries, and deliciously sloppy Reuben sandwiches. It's hard to imagine the scene here 10 years ago, right around dinner time on April 20th, 2004.
When the tornado sirens went off, we didn't run for the basement. We all went out into the street to see what was going on.
This is bar owner Lyle Ellsbury.
By the time we saw it, it was less than a block away.
That's when Ellsbury led the dozen or so diners into the basement. Then, after a few seconds of loud noise, silence. They walked back upstairs to find a giant hole, 15 by 40 feet, ripped into the ceiling of the dining room.
All of the framework, floor to ceiling, was torn off the building, thrown across the street, and it didn't even disturb the napkins on the tables.
Ellsbury says the storm did about $40,000 in damage to his business. Now, if you're like most Illinoisans, you might only think of state government when you have to pay your income taxes or get a new driver's license. But after a natural disaster like Utica's, state workers help clear the roads, state money helps out victims, and as I found out when I asked Ellsbury our question, state politicians make promises. If you had the next governor of Illinois sitting right here at the end of your bar, what would you tell him?
I hope he does a much better job than the last one that sat here, and that was Blagojevich. He actually came in and did a big press release, which was a real joke.
Ellsbury recalls ex-Governor Rod Blagojevich showing up with one of those giant Publishers Clearinghouse-style checks, promising more than $1 million in state money to help storm victims. But in the end, Ellsbury says the only direct help he got came from his insurance company and $1,000 from a corporate donation. Today, he says the local wariness of state government is bipartisan.
Didn't make any difference what party you've always voted for. The general consensus is anybody that's been in for more than two terms should be eliminated from office and replaced by somebody else.
That's the kind of talk you hear up and down this bar on a Friday night?
That's right. Absolutely.
Step outside of Duffy's Tavern and you might see a horse-drawn carriage clopping down the one-block Main Street. They offer historical tours to visitors who flock here to see nearby Starved Rock State Park. After the storm, state funding helped reroute a highway, so it no longer ran through downtown, a move that still irks some business owners here.
Hi. Are you the one I talked to earlier?
At the Utica Hair Company up the street, Connie Nordy sits in the salon's only chair with a head full of curlers, waiting for her new perm to take hold. On the night of the storm, she remembers feeling like she'd be sucked up into the sky, then stepping outside when it was over, only to watch her favorite bar across the street collapse.
And I just saw the last part of the building going down and a poof of ashes, smoke, whatever. It was really traumatic.
Several of Nordy's friends had sought refuge in the bar's basement. Eight bodies were later pulled from the rubble.
Everybody thought that was the safest building in town. Everybody thought that it was the safest building in town.
The salon's owner, Jennifer Stoneking, eases Nordy's head into the shampoo sink to rinse out her curls. Both women have high praise for volunteers who helped clean up after the storm. But Stoneking says rerouting the highway hurt business, and Nordy says she still isn't sure where the state recovery money actually went. Even today, the women's jadedness seems to apply to government at all levels and politicians of all parties.
Illinois as a whole is just kind of a depressing subject. Our taxes are ridiculous, and we're letting a lot of businesses go to other states because of our taxes, and they just let them go.
Nordy says before the tornado, there was a bait shop down the street and a store that sold dolls. Both women say they'd like to see state government help bring businesses like that back to Utica, though they don't sound too hopeful.
And it's like, oh my God, what happened to our homey little town? Jennifer's right, it's not been the same.
No, never will be.
I'm Alex Keefe.